Greetings. This is Charles coming to you live on WDMV Radio out of Washington, D.C. It is the Charles International House Music Radio Program. We're here to help you get your party on before you hit the club. We give you a new view, a new look, from a new location musically. So come fly with me around the world on the wings of house music. Tonight we offer you some special things on the show. We have a number of mixes by our Romanian DJ that are particularly international in flavor. We have an interview with one of our young listeners from Asia. And for the Lady Gaga lovers, we have a mix that is being dedicated to Harold Arizmendez, one of her dancers who injured himself over the weekend. And Harold is currently recuperating at home in New York. So that's dedicated to Harold and the other Lady Gaga dancers. As is our practice, we're going to jump right into real international flavored mix here. We're starting off with a couple of pieces that are Valerie House that came out of incubation in Ibiza during the 1980s, and that they really did not have their own DJs, but folks like DJ Alfredo and Amnesia was helpful in initiating and starting this particular form of house. On the end of that, it goes into an island house piece that I think you will enjoy. Dusty Days, a Pedersen mix by Martin, Duba Flute by Dimas and Martinez, and the last segment is Can't Let My Love Go, which is by Allison Hines featuring Shaggy. Dance and enjoy. Thank you. Enjoyed that mix of Valerie's house and island house. I'm going to do a handful of quick shout outs here. I definitely want to say thank you to Usman Kawaki, also known as DJ Moody from Lahore, Pakistan. He has been a major assistance to me in promoting the show in that sector of the globe. So thank you, DJ Moody. I also want to say thank you to a couple of other folks who have been very encouraging and always have some supportive, encouraging words. To Gordon Harris, a new Facebook friend, to Gabriel Ramirez Charriez, who is in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and to Catherine Tiger Taggart Ross, who got in touch with me to say a shout-out. I believe she is running for one of the political offices in Prince George's County in Maryland. And, of course, we give an ongoing shout-out to our friend Harold Arizmendez, recuperating from a sprained ankle in New York. And just very quickly, we're going to do some and get a real sense of how global our listening audience is. Islam Noir, a young photographer from Cairo and regular listener. Noel Kay, who is in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Andrew Ampola is in Accra, Ghana. Prince Owen Adeyemi, who is in Lagos, Nigeria. Natasha Wild is in Marburg, Germany. So we want to thank all of you folks who have been supporting us and sticking with us in these early days of our development. Now we're going to do another mix here that is Electro House. We like to give you a cross-section of house music on here, all of it extremely danceable and, you know, grabs you and makes you do all kinds of interesting things on the dance floor. This is a remix combination, starting off with a piece by Junior Sanchez called Elevator, and it features Good Charlotte, and it's a LaRock remix. And then we have a piece by Guru Josh and DJ Blaska. It's called Eternity, and it is an Eve's Rock remix. And then the last leg of that mix is by AD Men's Project. It's called Virtual North, and it's an Incognito remix. Here you have three electro house mixes. We're here to have our interview with our DJ who put together the featured mix for this evening with the international flavor that is especially for your dancing pleasure. Will you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, Charles, and hi to all your listeners. My name is Alex, but the music industry knows me as Lex or Lex D. I have been a DJ for many years now, ever since 1996. So I've been involved in a lot of projects. I have become a producer. I have brought DJs to play live in front of a large audience for CDJs and things like that. I have been playing for festivals in Greece. I have been playing in clubs in Greece, in clubs in Romania, especially in my hometown Tulcea, but also in Bucharest for major clubs and also for private parties.
So give us a little bit about your personal background.
Well, actually, Tulcea is the city which has the most ethnic groups in all Romania. Over there live about 13 different ethnic. So you can find there Greeks, you can find Turks, you can find Russians and so on. So actually I'm a Greek born in Romania and now I live in London. So as a citizen of the world, I can say that all these factors combined can be seen both in what I play and in what I do, what I produce as a DJ.
If folk went to Romania and wanted to hang out, what would you tell them?
Well, it depends. If they came to Romania during the summer, the craziest place, one of the craziest places in Europe actually is Mamaia, at the seaside. You have there some of the greatest clubs in all Europe, and most of the weekends you can find DJs such as Ricardo Villalobos, John Digweed, Sasha, everyone, any major DJ has played there. And if you come to the winter time or any other time except for summer, Bucharest is the place to be.
What would be one of those clubs?
Well, one of those clubs in Bucharest would be Crystal Glam Club. Another one would be Studio Martin. Another one would be Gossip Club. And there are plenty. There are so many clubs.
Now, you've indicated that you've been doing this seriously for about 14 years.
Something like that.
How did you focus on house music? What were those markers during that period that led you into that direction? And were there particular individuals that inspired you?
When I started playing music, I fell in love with the music of Todd Terry and Carl Cox. And later on, I started enjoying Dutch and German artists. Even later on, I fell in love with minimal and music. And I don't know, my favorite artists at the moment are Rich Hawtin, Ben Pott, Ricardo Villalobos, and especially Luciano, which is my favorite all-time art.
Were there any particular memorable incidences or events that had an impact on you and your music production?
Well, in 2005, DJ Luciano had an amazing set at a club in Bucharest called Escape. So that is when I first came into contact with him as a DJ. I fell in love with his music, his performance, everything. So I think from there on, that was the milestone that led me this way.
One of the problems that sort of face American artists who are in the house genre is that we don't seem to be bringing in the younger generation. Much of the audiences now for house music in the U.S. are a little older than what you encounter when traveling through Europe and North Africa and Asia. What would be your advice for artists here in attempting to garner more involvement and participation from younger people?
Well, in Europe, there's another culture. Europe is based on the music in Europe. It's based upon house music. Everything derives from there. In order to get people to like house music in the United States, you need to reach their souls. So you need to have jazz influences, soul influences, ethnical background influences, because there are people from all over the world in the United States. So you have to let them know that house music is international. So you need to have songs that have, I don't know, like Indian, Brazilian, from wherever, you know, influences, in order to get to their soul, to get in touch with their emotions. And once they love one kind of house music, they will start enjoying other kinds of styles, other styles of house music.
And I think that's probably very good advice. And in fact, one of the reactions that we've received from music on the program, that folk have remarked that they didn't think they would like certain music. What would you say sets your music apart, or that makes the way you produce music and your mixing style different from some other DJs?
Well, I never have two sets that are the same. I always go with the crowd when I play music, but I go with the crowd my way. So when I play music from all over the world. If I listen to something that I like from Tibet, I take it. Maybe I do a little remix of it, and then I play it. I play music from Africa, from Italy, from Greece, from Siberia. I also play jazz. I also play funk. So it's a mixture of them all. So basically, you will never have someone that would say, well, I got bored with it. So I think this is what sets me apart.
Would you tell our listeners what category under house your music fits into, and explain why that is different from other categories?
I'm not sure if I can pick a category, because as I said, I play all kinds of music, but when I produce something, my music has especially jazz influences. So,
but doesn't most of your music fall into sort of minimal, deep house kind of category?
About 50% of it, yes, but okay. The rest of it is with ethnic background and with lots of jazz. So it's sort of like a 50-50. Yeah. And I also like very much Latin house.
Okay, what is minimal deep house?
A sound that is pure and you multiply it, and that's about it. You know, you do not have a mixture of, I don't know, a lot of sounds and sound effects and stuff like that. You get pure music out of deep house and minimal and tech house. When you listen to Latino house music, you get a lot of trumpets, saxophones, guitars and stuff like that. When you listen to soul, you get a lot of voices and maybe gospel influences. But tech and minimal and deep, that's just pure music, the way the artist feels at that moment.
Did you encounter any challenges in breaking into the house music club, as it were, of DJs. And what kind of advice or suggestions would you give to new artists who are considering DJ as a life mission?
Well, what can I say? Be patient and always do your best. Always try, keep on trying. This doesn't bring you money, you know, maybe won't give you a lot of fame, but if you do it, you do it because you love the music. Nothing more, nothing less, just for the love of music. So be patient and always keep on trying to do it. That's my advice.
Okay, so I you mentioned that you were in a production mode now. So where do you kind of see yourself going in the next 6 months or a year? You know, what can we expect from you?
Especially remixes. At this moment I am focused on remixing old songs that people have forgotten, or that people never had the chance to listen to them because they were too young or never born when
right.
those people were hit, or when those songs were hit. So also songs that are not available because they are only listened to, I don't know, some part of the world. I am now working on mixing some oldest influence songs, so that's about it. And where I see myself, hopefully with a major label.
I certainly thank you for taking the time to be with us, and certainly for spending the time to make those mixes just for our show. Is there anything in parting that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I hope they will enjoy the music, and especially the one that is specially made for this show. The international culture mixed all together. That's what house music is all about. Going all over the world and extracting the best of it.
All right, Alex, we really appreciate you joining us here. And I imagine we will have many occasions in the future to
I hope so too.
And I thank you so much. We will be going on to some more music.
Okay, Charles. Okay, bye-bye and have a nice show.
Thank you. That was DJ Lex, and we're going directly into his special mix that he did for our show, called Lex's Effinfluential Mix for International House Music. Enjoy. professional house music show on WDMV Radio out of Washington, D.C.
By. We have passed the halfway mark, about 4 hours. It seems that when the music is thumping and the company is exactly what you want, it just goes. So we're going to do some more of our shout-outs because we know how you like to hear your name on the radio. We've got a number of folk around the globe here. Jonas Marvel, regular chat partner of mine on Facebook, is in Casablanca, Morocco, with David William Smith in Perth, Western Australia, who says he's a Kiwi. Fun guy. Mr. and Mrs. Fode Kamara, who are in Venus Bay, South Australia. And then we have a birthday, Alan Caldwell, who is in Sydney, South Wales, Australia. So we've got three Australians with shout-outs today. Harry Handreffel, who is living and going to school in Germany, another one of our Romanian friends and supporters. Nobel Lagi Sendiri, a young Filipino. Abdenbi Bugara, who is in Paris, France. Radio disc jockey Timor, who is with Radio Red, operating out of Dubai, United Arab Emirates. And then there is Onur Akba, who is in Turkey, another one of my good chat buddies. Ronel de la Cruz Villagracia is in San Pedro in the Philippines. And then we have Luigi Cage, who is in Tunis, Tunisia. We have Dustin Estrella back here in the Western Hemisphere with me. He's in Toronto, Canada. There's Gaddafi Jones, an excellent musician, writer, lyricist, and singer in Spain. And Elizabeth Griffin, one of our good friends in upstate New York. We're doing something new this week, which you will experience later in the show. We're now starting to interview on our shows a listener. So if you want to be interviewed on the show, contact me on Facebook, or you can do so at the radio web site. I need to know why you think I should interview you on the show. Also, asking folks if they are in a part of the world where there are clothing manufacturers, we're looking for a manufacturer that would be able to make some initial samples for us rather inexpensively, maybe for some in-kind advertising. But we want to get some made to see how that works, because we want to do with those and some other things, some giveaways to our regular listeners. Now, there is something else that one of the DJs is doing here. They are in initial stages of developing a process to make a calendar. And what we are probably going to do is have two calendars. One that will be of the ladies, and then one that will be of the men. So if you are interested in having your photo considered for the WDMV calendars, either male or female, hit me up and let me know, because we're going to start that process also. Again, this is WDMV Radio out of Washington, D.C., United States of America. It is your indie station. We try to promote artists who are their own bosses, who do their own productions, their own marketing, advertising, producing their own CDs, etc., selling on the Internet. So we need you to support us. We need you to tell your friends about us. We need you to go to the website and click and listen to the program, because each time you go and listen, the computer counts that, and we need those numbers in order to satisfy our ratings for the show. Now, the next part of this, we're going to do a mix of Lady Gaga's song, and this is being dedicated specifically to her dancers, and with one dancer in particular, Harold Arizmendez, who injured his ankle a couple days ago and is now on light duty recuperating at home in New York. We wish you a speedy recovery. Take it easy, Harold. We know how active and energetic you are, but let the ankle heal. This particular mix that I've done of Lady Gaga's pieces, I actually took some parts from four other DJs' tracks and put them together and did some things to them to make them exciting and work together. One was by Jody Dan Broder, another was from the DJs from Mars, and a third was from DJ Santos, and also from DJ Toy Armada. But we hope that it works and that you will enjoy this Lady Gaga Extreme Mix dedicated to Harold Arizmendez. I'm having too much fun. I forgot a couple of things. One, I would definitely have a problem if I did not mention Farid Khan, who is in London going to school. I promised him I would give him a shout out. And the second thing is I talked about we wanting to have something manufactured as giveaways. I didn't say what. We want to have t-shirts made that would be specific and special to our show that we would use to give away to our listeners. So I needed to clarify that before we jump into this Lady Gaga mix. Enjoy.
I'm
we now come to the new part of our program, the interviews of regular listeners. If you wish to be one of those who is interviewed on my show, please contact me either on the website here, or you can contact me directly on Facebook. I am Charles Berrin, B as in boy, E-R-R-I-N as in Nancy, or you can email me at charles@charleshousemusic.com. That's charles@charleshousemusic.com. Our first interviewee is a young man, 19 years old, college student, champion wrestler from Multan, Pakistan. So let's get Nawab on the line. This is Charles again, and I have on the line one of my listeners from Pakistan. So could you tell us who you are and where you are from, and, you know, a quick introduction.
I'm Sultan. I'm from Pakistan, and I'm a wrestler, 19 years old, and I'm a national hero of Pakistan, and I took medals in national games in Pakistan.
I'm really pleased that my first interviewee is someone of your caliber. Now, I understand that you are a university student. What is it that you're studying at university, and what do you plan to use your certificates and degrees for when you complete?
I am studying in bachelor's. After completing my bachelor's, I have programmed to do master's in business applications, and after that I have decided to join bank.
Okay, so you're going to be focusing in the financial business area.
Yeah, sure.
Now, with the athletics, I've seen a couple of videos of you practicing. Very impressive. So tell us a little bit about how you got started with wrestling and why you decided to become a wrestler.
I was so young when I started wrestling. I saw my children in the field, and I really appreciate them, and I really like their moves. So that's why I joined this field after watching my cousins, and I entered in the field in a little age, means I was so young when I started and became a champion, national hero in a younger age.
I've also seen a couple of videos on Facebook where you were with the people distributing supplies to some of the victims of the flood there. Can you tell us about that experience and how you got involved with that volunteer effort?
This flood was the baddest flood in the history of Pakistan. I, with my friend, decided to visit these areas and help the flood victims. So last Sunday, I, with my friend Babar, went there with supplies, and with the help of army, we distributed all the supplies to the poor and needy people and helped them a lot, how much we can. And after that, we feel so proud to help them, and it was memorable day. It was an adverse journey.
What kinds of supplies and things were being distributed, in case people were wondering what things should be collected or given to agencies that are helping to provide them?
We gather ration, flour, and mineral water bottles, because there was no water supply there. And we gather clothes, shelter, and we made a truck and went there and supply each and everything.
I'm very impressed. I think that for young men you have done some really good things in your life. I'm pleased to have made you queen. Now, as we finish up this, I'd like to ask you another question, which actually I don't think we talked about. In Mostan, Pakistan. I know my show is a music program that caters to people who like to go out. Are there places in Mostan where if someone was visiting, they could go out on Friday or Saturday night and enjoy themselves?
Yeah, there are many places in Multan, Pakistan that where people go in weekends, in Fridays and Sundays. Most of these people go to these places like the studio or else.
So there are clubs or cafes in Multan that people
go to? Yeah, I openly go to these cafes and clubs. But I like to sit at home and listen on radio live.
Okay, you have a lot of time to listen to my show.
Yeah, I often listen to your show when you post it on Facebook.
Is there anything you would like to say to our listeners as we close out the interview?
Yeah, I would like to say that that love people, love your neighbors, and love all the creatures in the world.
We've been talking with Mao Tom, and we're going to close out this and get back to the musical portion of our program. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview with me, and maybe we'll have another occasion to talk.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
All right, that was Mao Fucking Khan from Multan, Pakistan. Our young student interviewee. And we're going to go directly into another mix. This is by a DJ who was featured a couple of weeks ago, DJ Terespanos Nicholas, out of Greece, currently playing at the Porta Bar on Mykonos Island. This is from his extended mix, the Crowd 20.
Forever and never, never, never.
Again, we've had a wonderful show, great music, fantastic guests. I'm just so thrilled and with all of you there to share this with me. You could not ask for more. So I want to thank DJ Lex for that incredible international mix that he did for us. I want to thank Usman Khawaji, my admin on the Facebook page, also known as DJ Moody. I want to thank Nawab Khan for agreeing to be my first interviewee from my listener base. I want to say to Harold Arizmendez, get well soon. We wish you a complete recovery, and I hope you enjoyed the Lady Gaga mix that we did for you. We're going to close the show this evening with a remix by French DJ Davy Nataf. It is a remix of Dirt Nasty featuring LMFAO. I know you like it as much as I do because the response that we got from it when played on a couple of the previous shows was really, really good. So taking you home this evening is Davy Nataf's remix of I Can't Dance. Very quickly to run through the shout-outs again because sometimes people miss them, and I know how you love to hear your name. So we're shouting out fast to Gordon Harris, to Gabriel Ramirez Chariz in San Juan, Puerto Rico, to Catherine Tiger Taggart Gross in Maryland, to David William Smith in Perth, Australia, Mr. and Mrs. Fode Camara in Venus Bay, South Australia, and to Alan Caldwell, whose birthday was yesterday in Sydney, South Wales, Australia, to Yanis Mah in Casablanca, Morocco, to Harry Handrigel in Dusseldorf in Germany, excuse me, to Novel Lagi Sandiri in the Philippines, Dimbi Bugara in Paris, France, R.J. Timor with Radio Red in Dubai, to Onur Akbas, who is in Turkey, Ronel de la Cruz Villagracia in San Pedro, the Philippines, to Ergi Kais in Tunis, Tunisia, and I know I mess his name up each time, Dustin Estrella in Toronto, Canada, to Kadhafi Jones in Spain, and Elizabeth Griffin in upstate New York. And I have to give a real heartfelt shout-out to my buddy, Ron Chandler, who is the producer of the American News commentary show, Meet the Press. He has been very supportive and even sat with me through a couple of shows to give me advice and hold my hand, as it were. So So thank you guys for being there, being supportive, being good listeners. Remember to tell your friends about the show. Have them go click and listen, because that's what we're measured on, the number of folk who stop by and actually turn on the show. Remember, there's going to be a calendar competition for in both men and women categories. And if you come across any information on T-shirt manufacturers, please pass that on to me. WDMV Radio has reggae, rap, hip-hop, neo-soul, jazz, talk radio, and of course, Charles International House Music. Please feel free to add me on Facebook. In fact, I insist, add me on Facebook. Join the Charles International House Music fan page. We'll be here next Saturday, same time, same station. Be well, be safe, good night all. I love you.
Funny. Cause I can't dance to save my life. Nope.